We are real life lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh boy, howdy do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
How are you today, lover?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I burned my inner upper arm.
Your inner upper arm.
On the toaster.
Oh, so sweet. You reached so deep into that toaster and burned.
I reached behind because I thought it was on fire.
Oh, that's what was going on.
But it wasn't. That's our old toaster.
No.
It was a flashback.
Yeah, it's just a cool little tattoo you got now, a little Brandon tattoo.
Ooh, you know who else has some cool tattoos?
Ooh, yes, I do.
You know this progressively political comic. Janine Garofalo likened this American writer to a combination of George Carlin and Bill Hicks, and he's the co-host of the Citizen Radio podcast.
You've seen him on Conan, the Joey Behar Show, and Countdown with Keith Olbermann. His album, A Bit Much, just went up for pre-order on iTunes. We welcome Mr. Jamie Kilstein.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hey, hey.
That was such a... I forgot my bio is all like political and like the Hick stuff is like super weird. And this podcast is literally going to be like, I don't know what's going on with my relationship and life. Somebody help me. There's nothing political to be talked about.
That's all right.
Well, yeah, we can change gears into the sex and or relationship.
Mm-hmm. Everything's political.
In some
ways. If you look hard enough.
Yeah.
Yes. We try to fancy ourselves a real classy podcast, so we like to wine and dine. Haas hooked you up with a coffee before the program.
An office
pretty excited.
Coffee.
Yep.
The classiest.
Wine and dine.
I thought about that. You guys are so nice when I got an email that was like, pick your favorite drink. And I was like, just coffee. And then I'm like, wait, they have coffee at the UCB place. So I'm not even getting anything special. Someone's just going to get like UCB coffee.
Yep. That's what you in a UCB mug.
In a UCB mug. I'm taking the mug. I have a collection of mugs. That I've stolen from MSNBC, which at first I thought like you could. So like the first show I was on, I thought you were allowed to.
And then seems like a favorite.
It seems like
a
thing.
Home, yeah.
And then I don't know if just because their ratings are garbage, but by the third time, I actually had a sound engineer take it away before I went to set. Which means he was like warned.
Oh, yep. You've been flagged.
About me. Yep. I was flagged. Yeah, exactly. And they told me, they were like, just so you know, the mugs aren't. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And I was like so nervous. And then I think I forget what happened, but I must have told the story on Citizen Radio. And one of our fans made us a Citizen Radio mug. And on one side it says, I swear I didn't steal this mug from MSNBC.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really great.
Well, our mugs aren't giveaway either, but we had Murray Hill on and he left with one.
Straight up.
So I think it's just, you know.
Well, now that I know that you guys know the names and will use the name at a later podcast, if I do take a mug, like, oh, and Jamie Kilstein took a mug, I can't. Oh, it's such a cool mug, though. All right.
I mean.
We don't police.
We're not going to say anything.
No, no, no.
Great.
No.
Somebody's going to come now.
So are you single?
Okay, so. I have never been able to talk about this, so this is, like, scary and exciting, but I'm married. I've been in a relationship for, like, 10 years, which at the time, like, I thought we got together when I was, like, quote-unquote older, but I was, like, 22, which is a baby.
Yes.
Yeah. And a year, maybe a year and a half ago, we started, like, an open relationship, but we didn't really... tell anybody till like very recently. And we still don't really talk about it to each other. So like, I don't like we don't talk about like on Citizen Radio. It's not like, you know, up next, like Black Lives Matter protests and like Jamie got some fucking puss on the road. Like it's like
puss on the road.
Yeah. So I'm a mess and I don't get to talk about this stuff at all. So, yeah, that's my thing.
How is that going the last year and a half?
So.
Like, do you think that's a positive change? So interesting to me.
I mean, yeah. So we're in a weird circumstance where, like, I don't want to talk about her. I'll just talk about, like, my issues. But we sort of got into it because of circumstances. And I found out that a lot of people are in an open relationship because of quote-unquote circumstances where you never know. I think when you hear open relationship and even me saying it, like there's sort of some like stigma where like I'm in an open relationship and I'll like have to preface it with like I'm not like a creepy sex person when there's nothing about sex that should be creepy.
Nope.
I know what you mean.
There's
though.
Still a stigma with
it's
it,
society,
I feel, with the
though.
Older. Yeah, dude, I think the younger kids are getting to the more poly lifestyles, but I feel like that's... You go over 30, I feel like there's still, you need to clarify.
Yeah, and I run in like progressive circles and, you know, we were joking about this before, but like would consider myself like a feminist and I'm in an open relationship and I'm still just like, ew. Like, I still feel like shame. Oh, and I'm a dude. So like there's no shame because it's like high fives.
Yep.
And I road puss sounded yep. tight.
That locker yep, room yep, high
yep,
fives.
Yep, yeah. And so, and I'm still like, oh, I'm dirty and bad yep. and going to hell. And so, yeah, but lots of people are in open relationships or like I have like sex worker friends who I've talked to who, you know, will tell these stories about like guys who, even if they don't want sex, will like see them because like they're like wife is like sick and they'll go back and forth like between like seeing like their wife and like getting like affection because like they don't
yeah.
sometimes it's not about sex, it's about like affection, right? And there are so many interesting stories that I feel like, yeah, if we talked about it more openly, people would probably be much happier.
Right.
But for, you know, what I will say is this, it's definitely not like a be all end all. I think that relationships are fucking hard. And I think monogamous people think that that's the only way. And poly people or whatever think that that's the only way. But meeting poly people and like you can fuck up anything.
Yes.
You can fuck up absolutely anything.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what what the prearranged circumstances are. Yeah. You can always shit the bed no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer, but it's also like refreshing. It's like
kind
an
of.
Equalizer. Like yeah. anyone can fuck up anything they're doing.
I'm yes. so glad you said that because like when I meet people who are like, oh, I was in a poly relationship, but that didn't work. I'm like, really? Tell me how. Because like you feel like you're the only one making mistakes out of anything. Like I remember here's the thing. Sometimes it's cool, I guess. And other times it's just kind of like, okay, so how do I tell this without? Okay, so for reasons, like my partner and I, like we didn't have sex for a long time. And I just assumed it was because I was like a gross troll monster who doesn't deserve love. And so then, you know, all of this stuff happened. And the first weekend, I went on the road and slowly was realizing that I'm like, oh, this woman I'm talking to might like me. But I'm still like, I was so self-conscious and like, I was like, there's no way, blah, blah, blah. So I don't remember being single. I don't remember like trying to sleep with people. And not only that, but like, I feel like I'm even weird like hitting on people because every story in my Twitter feed or that's like on Jezebel, it's just like women just consistently being just harassed at every
right.
turn.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if I'm like, I think this girl at the coffee shop likes me, I'm just like, I don't want to be another dude who's like, hey. So I'm like, so not saying like I don't hit on people because I'm such a good guy, but I'm like really aware of it.
Yep.
And so I don't remember. Like, I don't make first moves. It has to be fucking like laid out.
Right.
Like a woman just has to be like, I would like to have sex with you now. I'm like, great, let's do that. So this first girl that I slept with, you know, I remember the only person I told that I was in an open relationship was a friend of mine who she's married and she's a lesbian and she's in an open relationship because she's a writer in LA but lives somewhere else. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to tell her. And I remember she was like, she was such a dude the next day. She was like, did you get laid? And I was like, well, glad you asked. We stayed out till 3 a.m, walked by the water. I told her about how, like, I haven't felt loved in a really long time. Then I canceled my flight. Then we slept together. And then we held each other all morning. And she was like, you're more of a lesbian than me. And I was like, yep, like, absolutely I am. And so this first girl I slept with, I, like, automatically was like, well, it's a fluke. And she's the only one. And instead of being like, wow, that was a really great experience, like, I'm going to go have many experiences like that, I was like, do I love her? Because it was, like, the first person I slept with in, like, forever. And so I remember, like, we were, like, texting, and we even, like, brought up, like, being, like, the first, I cannot stress to you enough, it's been, like, a week, and I'm like, oh, great, I don't need to sleep with other people, I'll just have, like, this girl who, like, really likes me and on that coast, and you know, whatever. And of course it doesn't work. And of course it gets dramatic within like a week and whatever. And I remember I told someone, they were like, how's being in an open relationship? And it was like a dude. So yeah, it was like total like high five territory. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's like being in a bunch of shitty relationships. It's awful. Like I'm just
sad. The juggling act.
Yeah. A juggling of just like sad balls. I'm just like, I'm sad for a plethora of reasons. And it was really hard.
I imagine that would be something I would struggle with is switching gears. Because if you're in the monogamous gear, trying to be casual, you're like, I love you.
Well, then, you get into like multiple monogamous situations rather than like just a true fluid poly
and
situation.
And that's kind of what I'm slowly learning that I am and trying to like navigate that where I'm like, I'm not really good at one-night stands. And like even the times where it's like laid out like, the situation you like dream of when you're like in high school or whatever, it's still kind of like, it's always going to be a little awkward and it's always going to be a little boring. I mean, even like sex with someone like I don't really like connect with or whatever, I'm like, even though like I didn't have sex for a really long time, it could still kind of boring.
I was going to say too, like, unless you luck out, usually the first time you sleep with someone isn't that great.
Right.
So it's hard if you're just trying to have a bunch of one-night stands.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It takes like, a few to get your rhythm. Yeah.
Sometimes you want like the fifth or sixth time.
Yeah.
How do you do that every time?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, and then the other problem is
Poly time machine.
But then, you know, conversely, if it is amazing, you suddenly get that opposite feeling where you're just like, yeah, do I love you? You know what I mean? Because it feels like such a connection when you're not used to it. It's hard. And I'll tell you, like, I remember, got all these stories I haven't been able to tell. I remember I had this phase where we didn't talk about it, like, publicly. And we are a public couple. And it was, like, shitty for me because like I felt like I was cheating, but I also felt like I'm in such this like good situation that I'm like I didn't want to complain about it or like bring it back to her, like I have grievances with you letting me have sex with people. So I was just kind of like really quiet and bizarre about it. And here's the thing, if you are known to be married and you would like to have sex with someone and you say I'm in a secret open relationship, that sounds like a fucking lie.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a real thing. I'm in an open relationship, but like, don't tell anyone, especially my wife. Like,
yeah,
that's like horseshit.
Yep.
Just sounds like cheating.
Yeah.
For sure.
1,000%. Yeah. I've labeled cheating. I've come up with fancy words for cheating. So I had this, there was a phase where like, There were two girls who were like really nice, but they kind of like wanted more, and I thought I was like really clear about it, but I felt bad, and now I'm suddenly like I'm breaking up with one night stands, which is horrible.
Yeah.
I'm
all the best parts.
Yeah. Awkward sex, jump to breaking up, and like
emotional text sent back and forth. Yeah. Just the best parts
of it all. Yeah. Just really like a highlight reel of joy in relationships. And so I was like, this is horrible. And so I like didn't want to. And again, I had like no one to talk to about it. And I was like, I have to be like clearer. So I met a girl who was in an open relationship, and she had two boyfriends, which like, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because like, that's great. That's like her thing. But for me, I'm like, well, I don't want a part of that. So I'm like, this is great, because she knows the deal. So she's not going to get attached because she has two dudes. I'm fucking nope. Even if I like fall for her, I'm like, I don't want to fall for someone with like two boyfriends. That sounds like a nightmare for me personally.
Right.
And then we slept together, and then the next day she was like, I will break up with both of them. And I was like, fuck. Oh. So then I had to break up with her. Then I go to another state, and I meet someone who is polyamorous. And that was the first time someone used that word, which was kind of cool for me. It was kind of weird, but it was cool because I was like, oh, right. There's like a label for, I guess, what I'm doing. And there's terminology, and terminology makes you feel safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was telling me, like, she was like, I was in a polyamorous relationship, marriage, and, you know, he was my primary, and then other people we called our secondaries, and I was like, ooh, like, cool, like math. This is like legit.
Let's get,
I don't.
Let's get some labels on this. And see where
like
we
a
stand.
Hierarchy.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, totally. Yep. Oh, and by the way, her fucking husband left her for his secondary, which is cheating. Like that's still because when you're in an open relationship, you go you can't cheat. Well, if the fucking arrangement is you're my primary, but you leave for the secondary, that's still a form of cheating. And that's not to say that open relationships are bad. That's just to say kind of what we were talking about up top, where it's like you can fuck all of it up. So yeah, same deal. I was like, I wasn't gonna sleep with anyone after I had to break up with this last girl, but then I was so like enamored by like polyamory and lifestyles and other people like me. And she, same deal, had like two boyfriends and I was like, great. Yeah. And then the next day she was like, I will leave the polyamorous lifestyle. And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
So it was like the opposite. Now I'm having like the opposite problem.
Everyone just keeps falling in love with you.
Just keeps falling.
Must be rough.
Yeah, it's really hard. But it is because I'm, it's this really weird balancing act of like, oh, I didn't just want like sex, but then also I don't know. It's really it's strange. Like I don't have the conclusion to it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's just how you're wired too. Which
kind
not
of.
Not to say that you can never get over those things, but I do think part of that is
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are more more emotional when it comes to that kind of stuff. And
well, and what's interesting to me is both women wanting out once they found someone they liked. It's like, not to judge any lifestyle,
but
you're like,
oh,
if you're so hardcore polyamorous, but then you are like willing to be like, I want to do
when you find
thing.
The right person.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people probably go through that. But then I also wonder, like, you know, like, let's say like my marriage doesn't work. Let's say we're like, you know what? We're best friends and partners. And then let's say we end that and let's say I meet someone, let's say I fall in love with that person and it's everything, right? It's like something like affection and sex and, a cool friendship and stuff like that. Am I from all of this that I've just done, am I going to be wired to like fuck around? Cause right now I'm in an open relationship.
Right.
And I feel like, am I wired for monogamy? You know what I mean? Because like the open relationship stuff is super weird for me.
Yep.
But then conversely, am I just going to be like, well, I go on the road and then I have awkward sex with people. Isn't that, or am I just gonna be so happy? Because like I said, like the dream of being in an open relationship that like 16-year-old me would have loved, where it's like, I can go on the road and like have sex. It's like, it's not really fun.
Right.
Or it's not as fun as I thought. Like I opted to hang out with my band a lot.
Yeah.
And said no to like perfectly like find nice seeming people.
Yeah.
But I was just like, and nothing even terrible happened. You know what I mean? Like, like we didn't even like no one got pregnant. No one got like STD. And it was still just kind of like, this is just, and you forget it's a pain in the ass.
Oh yeah.
Where
yeah.
it's just like, oh, I have to stay up to like 3. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, to maybe like it's just like I'm old
and they have to keep restarting that process again and again.
I have a question actually, Jamie.
Yeah
that I've struggled with. When you're on a one night stand and you're like in the middle of hooking up,
where
do you look?
Because
like I feel like you're not supposed to make a lot of strong eye contact because that's kind of weird. You don't know this person.
Oh, interesting.
But then I also don't want to just like stare at their breasts or their their vagina. So I'm always like trying to figure out where I'm supposed to my eye of 13
year old Haas has a question. He's in the poly dive machine.
Wait, are you saying Haas? Are you saying if you make too much eye contact, that could be considered like meaningful? And you're trying,
yeah,
to
yeah,
sure
you're trying to keep it one night.
Right, you're but not supposed to look at.
But
them,
then is your? I'm sorry, real quick. Was your other option just direct eye contact with the vagina for an extended period of time?
I've been like trying to work out what's the right way to go. That might have happened. Yeah, sure.
What position are you in that you're staring directly into a vagina?
That's
the
a solid
whole
question.
Night.
Yeah, maybe there are some family photos in the room you could stare at.
Missionary, but that you're not like on top. You're kind of more like on your side type deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. What do I do? I don't think I go. I don't think I go straight vagina unless you said I can come. And then I'm like, okay. Let's see if there's a funny question and not just me coming. I was like, don't say that. I mean, but that kind of goes to like the weirdness, right? Where I don't know. I mean, I
can always close those peepers.
Can always close them.
That's sort of weird too.
I mean, not for the whole time, but I just in and out of
close them
you're
as tight as humanly possible.
Yes. You know,
put your hands over your eyes.
What if you're doing missionary and you just put your head like over the person's shoulder?
Mm-hmm. I've done that before.
Yeah, yep.
That's a solid move.
Yep. I feel like that we do that because I'm so much shorter.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it's we can't even do direct eye contact.
No.
Time.
That's also a solid like pep talk, don't come position.
Yes,
where you can act like the guy can act like, oh, I'm just getting like super into it and like being like aggressive, but also you're just like, don't come.
You can drift away to
you can
for
start
a moment to
about
like,
other
let
stuff.
Me just
let
me like, hold on to this,
kind of recompose yourself.
But you definitely do that move where it's like, yeah, I'm going,
yeah,
going, trying to
in reality,
but to...
you're just like, come on, man, keep it together.
You can stare directly into the pillow's vagina.
Yeah, the pillow's vagina, classic pillow vagina move.
Classic move.
Yeah, I mean, but that kind of I think that is a very specific question that leads to the general problem of one night stands,
right,
where it's like, I don't like to do, I mean, I literally am not like passive, but I'm just kind of like, man, I hope your thing is like you being in control, because there are so many issues with one night stands that you don't want to. I mean, it's not just like, you know how many times I've had girls just be like, are we going to fuck? Like, I have been in bed with people. The last night of tour, I think I was just like hanging out with her, like I was just fucking hanging out with her dog till like 2 a.m. like in her bed, not a euphemism, like actually like petting her dog, because I don't know if it's like being self-conscious where I'm like, she can't want to sleep with me, or just not reading signals, or maybe like secretly not wanting to,
right.
You know, where I'm like, no, if the hot bartender who didn't know who you were, so it's not even like, because I don't want to like sleep with like people, you know, like
fangirls,
yeah, right. Like that feels wrong. Where I'm like, invite you back for sex, I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time it happened, I was like, oh, I'm just being like such a nice guy and I'm self-conscious and I'm playing with her dog. But then I was telling a friend about her the other day at DCM, and I was like, as I was saying it out loud, I'm like, oh, or maybe like I just didn't want to. Maybe I just didn't want to have sex with her, and I just went back because I'm like, this is what you do, because I'm on the road and I play guitar and like she's cute. But
well, and the dog is like an emotional support animal.
Dude,
yeah.
You find yourself like getting,
I swear to God,
to all the affection you needed.
So funny. Yeah, you're right. I was like holding the dog. And then of course that makes them like me more, because they're like, my dog doesn't react to anyone like this. I'm like, because I'm fucking sad and your dog's taking care of me. It's not because I'm like a sweet guy. But yeah, like I mean, in another city, I was in a city, and a friend of mine who I assumed didn't like me, came back to my hotel. Well, no, first of all, she was like, can we go to my house first to feed my dog? I saw another dog, different dog. And I was like, yeah, totally. I want to meet your dog. Cause that's all I'm thinking about again. It's like dogs, dogs, dogs. And so we feed the dog and I'm playing with the dog. And she goes, I guess I can give you the tour. And I'm like, that's weird. This is a small place, but okay. And then we go, and she's like, this is the bed I text you from. And I was like, neat. And then I went like, dog, 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 like not getting any signal.
Mm-hmm.
So then she takes me back to the hotel, and she was like, have you seen Lemonade yet? And I was like, no, it's like the only album I'm listening to is the Beyonce's album, but I haven't watched the movie. And she's like, we should watch the movie. And I was like, great. So now I've gone from dog to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, of course, like part of me that's like, maybe she likes me, but I'm like, no way. And then we're like in bed watching Beyonce. But again, I'm like, this can be a friend thing, which
yeah,
a total valid, legit friend thing. And she kept saying, a friend later told me this is her being like, make a move, dumbass. But she kept being like, okay, after this song, I'm going to go. And in my head, I'm like, great, one more Beyonce song. Like, this is great news. Like, we'll make it to the song where Kendrick's on it. And yeah, she's like, fucking wrapping her legs around me, but I'm like, maybe that's like fucking friend thing, I don't know. And so finally she goes, okay, I have to go. And I go, okay, cool, this was like really fun, I'm super glad I got to watch Beyonce. And then she just really fast like pushed me down, made out with me, and was like, gotta go, and like left. And I was like, oh, fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally fucked up. And again, that's me trying to figure out right now, what I'm trying to figure out is that because like I'm like generic fucking goofball guy can't read signals? Or is it far sadder than this? And I'm like, I don't want this lifestyle. I'm not good at it. Like, whatever. And yeah. I have no fucking idea.
Well, I also think everybody has their own signals. So that's the problem with having new people all the time.
Yes. Right.
It's not even like you not reading them. I mean, maybe it is. Who knows what your problem is? I'm just kidding.
But it's bad.
No, but like everybody does their own thing. So how would you spend all this time getting to know one person's thing and then you got into the world and you're like, help.
Yep. Right. Right.
And also Lemonade is the siren of monogamy. So I don't know if that was exactly the album to be listening to.
Yeah, right?
It's really funny. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, okay, don't fuck this up, Jamie. That's a really good point. And then also just like, you know, you get when you're with a partner for a long period of time, like not only like you know what each other likes, so that's just great. You listen to each other. You can talk about it. Some of the best sex I've had would be considered awkward, but that's because you're laughing or you're going like, I really like that or I really don't like that. And like you can be honest with each other.
Comfort.
There's not like that like dude ego where it's like, I'm just going to like thrust as hard as I can and like not listen at all.
Just go till it's over. Over meaning I blow.
I came.
I was in full dude mode there.
I like to blow.
I'm just going
to
go till I blow.
Blow in the puss.
Make eye contact.
With the vagina. And blow.
Wow. Lucky ladies.
And that's another thing is like, because I was never like in like one night stand culture or like I didn't go to college or anything. So I was like very like monogamous relationship, like a couple one night stands, monogamous relationship. Like that's kind of how I went. I don't know how it goes. So I'm still shocked where I'm like, to me, you know what it is? To me, it's like a first date where I'm like, go straight to fucking. Like I go straight to fucking when I'm like jerking off, but like I don't go straight to fucking. So like I meet someone and I'm like, cool. We like aggressively make out and then we like go on a date tomorrow and whatever.
Yep.
So I literally have to have like, there were several women on the road being like, we can fuck now. Like I was like, not like
that's
were,
not the point in the process yet. Like in your
right,
mind,
right, yeah, right. Yeah. I have to meet your parents.
They're dead. Let's fuck.
Yep. So that's all super weird. For me too. I hope this helps any like fucking guy who is like, come on, babe, like let's have an open relationship. Because I have the best case scenario right now. And it's still
dicey,
super complicated, and a pain in the ass, and I don't know if I like it.
So careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and that's without the jealousy stuff that I've heard is the biggest problem with open relationships, that like I don't have to deal with that, but that's supposedly the thing that tears most people apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying like, I'm, as of right now, like in like the sweet position.
And it's still the logistics of just what's getting in the way.
Yep. Fucking, and you put pressure on yourself too, where you go, I'm in an open relationship, so I guess I have to like fuck like every day after a show because I'm on the road. So I don't hook up in New York really, because we don't talk about it. Because some people have don't ask, don't tell. Some people straight up work out like agreements with like their therapist.
Yeah.
Where they're like, here's what we are allowed to do.
These are
here's
like the
how
emotional
we talk
boundaries.
About it. Yep. I've read articles about that and stuff. But with don't ask, don't tell, there's no way it doesn't feel like cheating. Where even though I'm allowed to, I end up saying no to a lot of women because I would still have to lie to go out of the house. I still have to be like, I guess I'm going to improv.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
they should have learned from the Clintons, you know, the don't ask, don't tell. That doesn't work out.
Doesn't work.
Gotta repeal it.
Doesn't work. Also, I think that's
the
only time.
Army.
I think it's the only time improv has been used as like a sexy code word. I'm going to improv.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like there's nothing hot about that.
To prov. Well, there's other stuff to worry about out there on the road.
That's right.
You want to slip on over?
Let's
to
slip on over to
sexy
science.
Yes.
This is we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
Discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. This one's comes to us from the New York Times. The Zika may be transmitted by oral sex that scientists find.
Stranger, that's how my love goes. Stranger.
10 seconds of Depeche Mode.
I'm glad you guys convinced me to put on the headphones to hear that music.
Oh, I would have missed that Depeche
Mode. I would have been so excited to see you guys talk about an STD and then start dancing.
Yes. For our listeners at home, we all just threw down for a moment. So basically, this is just something else to be terrified about. Is it Zika or Zika? Does anyone know?
What did I say, Zika?
I don't know. I
believe it's Zika.
Okay, Zika is basically that virus that gives babies tiny heads, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so scientists recently raised the possibility that the Zika virus can be transmitted by oral sex, even just by kissing.
This is what I'm saying.
This is what, yeah, here's another thing when you're petting a dog to think about.
I don't want that. I didn't, because I've been in so many monogamous relationships, STD stuff wasn't really a worry for me. Mm-hmm. To the point where, this is like a fucking gross dude story, which I don't want to be that guy. But someone I was.
You can do it.
Okay. Someone that I slept with on the road, as we were leaving the club, She didn't know who I was, which is great. That's always like the thing I get the most excited about. I'm like, you don't know me? I'm not famous to you? Great. But she stopped at the bouncer who was standing with my bass player, and she was like, do I know you? And he was like, yep, and like didn't make eye contact with her. And I was like, oh, we were so close to leaving. What's happening? And then she was like, did we fuck? And he was like, yep. And she was like, oh, how's it going? He's like, fine, like clearly angry. And I was like, bye. So we're going to the hotel still, I guess. And
stay the course.
Yeah. So many distractions. It's like the Grand Theft Auto of like just get laid. and so we went to the hotel and so she was going down on me, but then she was like, I have to pee. And I was like, cool, go do that. And then I get a text message from my friend who was with the bouncer, and it's all caps. For the love of God, wear a condom. And he's like, 40% kidding. And I was like, fuck. And so then she comes back and she goes, do you want to fuck? And I go, I'm going to get a condom. And she, I swear to God, goes, ugh, we don't need that. And I was like,
whoa.
Yep, nope, that reaction. And like what I should have said was like, good night. But again, it was like that, like, I'm on the road. I'm allowed to do this. I'm going back to New York in 2 days. So like, this is the only time I can like have sex.
Get an STD.
And so then the next day I like looked it up and like I forgot that like, some of the main, not just the obscure Zika or whatever,
right.
But like some of like the like
your old standards,
the starting lineup of STDs can still be transmitted through oral sex. And I was just for weeks, I was just like so scared. And yeah, that's not even something that I fucking considered, which should be like the number one consideration, like that and like pregnancy,
yep,
or whatever. So this is horrible. And again, I'm questioning my life.
Hell yeah, bro.
If you didn't get
But I don't think I got that.
No, I don't think, I hope not Zika. Zika?
Yep.
I think. Basically, no glove, no love is what I was going to say for this. But still, how do you do that?
Deep kissing is a tough one.
It has to be deep kissing, though. Because it can't be, it's like, if a mom pecks her baby on the forehead, it doesn't get sick. They said it has to be like hardcore making out.
And what is that?
I love that the New York Times calls making out deep kissing.
Deep kissing.
That was how they kept
referring. That went through, yeah. Some
it.
Editor came through on that one and was like, well, what are we going to go? How about deep kissing? They want to say French kissing.
Yeah. You nerds. The nerds at the New York Times. Yeah.
Well, and they found this out because they found the virus in 10 countries where no one had been actually exposed by like a mosquito. And they were like, did you deep kiss a lover in another country? And they were like, yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of deep kissing.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, horrible.
Be careful, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Cover your whole body in saran wrap.
Yes, yep. Put a condom on your tongue.
The naked gun.
Yes.
Do that.
Exactly.
Head to toe.
Leslie Nielsen always ahead of his time.
let's slide on over to listener love.
Let's do it.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Jamie, here people email us, they tweet at us. You know, we're not great at giving advice, so we're hoping you can help.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, it might be. You know, we'll all do our best.
We'll do our best.
I have said I don't know what to do so many times on this podcast. It's been like an hour.
It's
not
true.
Even.
And we're already set up for...
And just every one of my stories ends with like, so I don't know.
Well, that happened. I'm not sure what to do about it.
But I'll try. I mean, I've made so many mistakes. Actually, I have a pretty solid advice game.
Yeah. It's also easier to give somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
All right, Haas,
who do we have?
Our first question is from Steve in Louisville via our Facebook, Ménage à Trois Radio. Steve-O says, my fiance wants me to take her last name, and I totally would, except it's Pooter. And I just don't like it. My last name is Gallagher. Is there some way we can compromise?
Well,
Poo-gal?
I think we can go to the next. We can go to the next question. I think Poo-gal is
hyphenated.
You've been helped, Poo-gal.
Well,
that's like an AOL IM name or whatever the hell those were. Oh,
I would argue that because of Gallagher, the comedian, both are equally terrible. And I think it's really sweet that he's like, well, actually, I don't know if they're straight. I don't know if his partner is a woman, but if it is.
He said her, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think it's really sweet that he's like, I'm total feminist. Would 100% take your name, but also it has poo in it,
and I just can't.
So I feel like I should get feminism points.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think you guys are old enough where I don't know, man.
I think Poo-gal.
I think that's a compromise.
I'm with Diana. I think Poo-gal.
Poo-gal wins.
Woo.
Haas, who else do we have?
Our second question is from KM in the Bronx via our Twitter at Ménage Radio. K asks, whenever I'm at my aunt's house, I straddle her air conditioner. The cold air feels great. I'm a puss. This is safe, yeah?
I love the Twitter questions.
Is it safe? Always... It's not safe if you fall out the window.
Or if you deep kiss it.
Yes. Yes.
Don't deep kiss it.
You might get like a Zika if you deep kiss.
Don't look directly in its eyes.
No. Right. Yeah, right into the vagina.
Yeah, that singularity happens then.
If it's whenever you're at your aunt's, it's not every day. So even if there's some like gross air conditioner thing going on, you're probably fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think cold, because, you know, cold sensation, hot sensation, it makes sense.
Yeah. And you're probably not like going like bare on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
So then, yeah.
I think
the cold
right.
air feels great on my pussy does feel like it might be.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Straight up. Oh, row pussy. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I'm not a doctor is what I will say.
Yes, check with your medical professional.
Just look it right in the eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I guess if anything, like if it starts to get irritated, stop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just like, I don't know.
Just keep an eye out.
Have your partner wear something cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Put an ice cube in your undies.
Right.
That's what I do on a hot August day.
Yep. Cold sensations.
All right. I think we helped.
I think we definitely helped her. Haas, who else do we have?
Lastly, Mel from Mass via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail, asks, I accidentally found a list my boyfriend made of all his past sexual partners. I wouldn't judge, no matter how many partners he's had, and it's only 15 women. The issue I have is the list is very detailed. He rates each woman's performance, lists their vitals, including bra size, and has photos for all of them. It feels creepy. But what do you guys think?
Serial killer.
I think you stumbled across.
This sounds like the setup of an SVU episode, sadly.
This sounds like you turn to like the next page and then like someone's calling you to be like, he's in the apartment.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's, what if there's hair samples and skin.
Yeah. What if he's making trading cards, though?
Also, the photos, is this like a Google Doc? Yeah. How is this possible?
I wonder if it's on, if it's a, because also accidentally stumbled across. What is that?
Mm. Once again, I love how your listeners like lead off like so sweet and just like, hey, I'm totally cool with him listing his exes. However, is this weird? And you're just like, yes. I mean, just on a does he respect you as a person level? Like, you don't want to be in that book.
No, were you in the book? That's a good question.
Will you be in it? Yeah.
How many pages are blank in there?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, like I feel like you're being like, yeah, that's a fucking great point. It's just like a fucking creepy, like, drawing of
He's
her.
He's like, I'm not at my final chapter yet.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
You're still only yet to chapter be written. 16.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like anyone who, like, looks at the women. I mean, these are the women that he was feasibly the closest with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these aren't just like random women he like meets on the street. Like, that's bad enough when like you know, you're like the creepy, like leering guy. But if you can break down the women that you, you know, ostensibly like cared about, into like vitals, quote unquote,
size,
like did he use the word vital? Because I would say there are more things vital than that stuff. Like that's fucking bizarre. That's like
weird, blood type. Like, was there blood type?
Yeah.
Special powers.
Yeah, if it was
how long it took her to die?
Yeah. If it was vitals like organ donor and like things that are like handy, I'd be like, okay. But if it sounds just like someone saw like mannequin and got super into it,
and
was just like, that's what I want. I want that. I want a fucking magic necklace and a hot mannequin. Then it's like, I don't know, man. I would bail. It's so creepy.
Bail.
I would bail. I would bail just on like how he looks at women, just on like a fucking respect level, let alone the, you know,
the creep factor.
The creep factor, which is like pretty high.
Think you got,
very high.
I think you actually just might have you might have stumbled across something that saved your life.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh.
Oof.
Well, we answered some questions. I thought we helped some people.
We did.
Now we have.
We
some
definitely helped that last person.
Oh, that last person. Yeah,
she saved our life.
I'm not positive about the air conditioner. I am positive about that.
Yeah. And Poo Gal is, you know, that's up for debate.
Poo Gal is up for debate.
I stand behind it.
Yeah.
Now we have some questions for our guest, Jamie Kilstein. This is a little something called Six Sections.
Okay. Six rapid fire sex questions.
Okay. Rapid fire, so I can't meander and self doubt. Okay.
This is just free flowing.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Totally.
I'm starting now. Number one, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
I don't know why I just wanted to say chair, but that was the first thing that came to my head.
It is.
Who's this? Who? What's the sexiest animal?
What's the sexiest animal?
Animal? Oh, I don't know why, but leopard came to my head.
Yeah. Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Don't know why, but John Krasinski came to my head.
Mm-hmm. What U.S. president would you bone?
I guess Obama.
Mm-hmm. 69 or 420?
69, but only because I have an addictive personality and had to stop smoking weed.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
To steal America's heart.
Feel free to sing it.
God, I'm panicking over songs. What's the national anthem of Iraq? I don't know.
That's the one.
Fucking All the Single Ladies. I just like that song.
Yes.
Woo! Six sections with Jamie Kilstein. Thank you.
That
some
was so scary. I didn't know the music was going to be
it
on.
Is. Yeah,
it puts
no.
so much pressure on
no,
you.
No, that Flight of the Bumblebee just haunts you.
Also, I feel like I need to make a book like that creepy dude to analyze all the answers. Like Leopard, John Krasinski, chair, Iraqi national anthem. Like something's going on with me as well.
Leopard, pretty... The
I like
big
the big cats.
Are typical.
Yeah. They are sexy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
but like, what's its vitals?
Yeah, but what cup size? These double D's running around in the jungle.
I don't think so.
Krasinski's. He's a funny.
That look the camera shit kills me.
Oh yeah,
but then he got like jacked for that stupid Benghazi movie.
Yeah.
Not as hot.
Nope. No, you want him just
some
a little paunchy around
good.
The office.
Yeah, my jacked. Brother. I was joking around about like celebrity dude crushes I have. And my brother goes, you have a type. And I'm like, is it that bad or transparent? He goes, you like hot, like coffee shop boys. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think like a little like kind of like messy, but like super charming. Like that has to be like funny. Charming is like
coffee shop boys.
That makes sense.
Coffee shop boys. Yeah. I didn't know I had a fucking type, but I do.
Would the chair be like a nice big soft one, or do you want a bone like a little wooden?
Do you? Well, not phrased that way. That makes it sound like
a little wicker chair,
a little fucking helpless chair. Like no.
No, I mean like little. What I mean by little is like it would hurt.
No, I don't know how I would do it. I was trying to be as honest and not funny and like Rorschach test as possible, and for some reason I pictured one of those. God, is it leather? I'm vegan. With like the little like. Dots down the.
Like a recliner that has the. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
Like,
yeah.
It's like
it is
upholstered
like a
with leather.
Yes.
So it has like the wood frame.
Yeah. And I have no idea why or how, like maybe just like rub my dick on it. Like, I don't know.
Rub your dick on it until you come.
Yeah.
Stare in its leather till you blow.
The first time I ever came was with a stuffed animal and I didn't know. I didn't know what an orgasm was. So I thought I was like breaking. And I remember, like, I fucked this poor little, like, teddy bear. And it was, like, a 2-week process. God, I think I actually might have remembered this story. I had like an ASCAP, like I told it, and suddenly I was just like, oh no.
Oh no, this is in the
and
banks.
It's always poor Chris Gethard who has to play me because I'm just describing being like an awkward adolescent and he just like shamefully walks out. I was like, I guess I fuck a bear. And so I like ran. So it was like a week process where I would go like until I was going to come. And then I was like, this is scary. And I would stop because I didn't know.
Yep.
And then when it first happened, I remember just like running to the toilet, like covering my like. Fucking junk, being like, what is this? Anyway, sorry.
So the teddy bear.
Did the bear need to be cleaned off?
I remember, I don't know what I did to the bear. I don't know if it was like.
Probably let it dry.
I think so. I don't think I like.
Crunchy
slut shamed the bear afterwards. Yeah.
You need to take a shower, bear.
Yeah, you're filthy. So am I.
That's amazing. I'm surprised you didn't say bear for the sexiest animal.
Yes.
Stuffed bear.
Maybe that's because I've been there, done that.
I know. Yeah, that was a. What do you say we get it wet?
Let's get it wet.
Make it wet.
So here, here's a little contest we're going to have between the three of us, and Haas is going to judge us.
Okay.
What we do here is we gather excerpts from various mediums. They're not written to be sexy at all, but we got to put on our sexy voices and try to make them as sexy as possible.
Haas, right. What's our source material today?
This week we'll be reading The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, yes, that darkness.
Okay, wow, this is going to be amazing. Let's start off with Murph.
All right.
You should have your passage. Now, make it sexy.
Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, oh, that God hath lent thee. By the angels he hath sent thee.
Whoa, shit, dog.
Oh,
damn.
Oh,
you just went to a place.
I did. It actually is a little more, it felt a little more sensual.
These are out of order. Mine is the first verse of the poem.
Oh, yes.
Yours is the middle, and Jamie has the end.
I feel like you're not closing strong with me. Yeah. but, okay.
let's have Diana step up next.
All right, I'll start us off.
Make it sexy.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, yes, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more.
Ooh, yeah.
God damn it, you guys. All right, here we go.
Hey, last up, Jamie.
And the raven never flitting. Sorry, serious. Never flitting, still is sitting. On the pallid bust of Pallas. Just above my chamber door. His eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamp light over him streaming throws a shadow on the floor. And my soul, from out of the shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted nevermore.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, sweet release.
Woo. God damn. I mean, they all turn me on in their own way. But I had my eyes closed that whole time, Jamie.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know what? You're the winner.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. My goal was, I was like, all right, I'm not going to try to be funny. I'm just gonna go from the heart.
No, right, that was great.
It was. And also, Nevermore is the way to end a very sensual, it just feels like a release, you know?
Well, now that stuff about the chamber,
yeah.
I mm-hmm. felt like it was sexy.
This is why women want to give up their poly lifestyle for me. I get it. Oh, did I not tell you guys I read The Raven to them before I leave?
That's the routine.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that made me sad to lose. But you know what also makes me sad? We have to say goodbye to Jamie Kilstein.
That's very sad. Our listeners do not have to say adios to Jamie.
Oh, no. Yep.
Follow his antics at Jamie Kilstein.
Also, do not sleep on his album, A Bit Much. It just went up for pre-order on iTunes.
Yes.
You can get the title track, Fuck the NRA, when you order it.
He'll be playing the new Alternative Music Festival in Asbury, New Jersey, Convention Hall on September 17th. Guys, get ticks.
Asbury's tight.
Downtown Boys are on with me, too.
Yes. It'll be a great show.
Thank you, Mr. Kilstein.
We want to thank our producer,
Bottle Handler, that's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Tweet at us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at menageatoirradio.com. Goodbye.
Do it. Pet our dog.
Wait, like a real dog or like a vagina dog?
Like a vagina.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.